We're outside the Travel Agency, a cannabis store that's got everyone buzzing.
I've been to dispensaries all over the United States, but I've never seen one this unique.
So nice. Amazing vibe.
Some of the best customer service I've had in a store.
Blows my expectations out of the water.
Come down to the Travel Agency and see for yourself. For use only by adults age 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children and pets. In case of accidental ingestion or overconsumption, contact the National Poison Control Center. Consume responsibly.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Challenge, the podcast all about the challenge. It's the season finale. Thank God. As always, I am Brian. Sitting across the internet from me is...
Big Uncle Sweet Tea.
What?
I didn't know when to go. I forgot.
I was waiting to see who was going to go first. See if Carlin was going to overtake you or not.
I just threw it out there.
All start talking at the same time.
There was an awkward silence. I just went for it. What's up? Up
in Minnesota, our super special guest host.
Carlin Tamborello, the other CT.
Who tried to dump us tonight to go do something for Vanderpump Rules. And then crawling she back got on canceled my on.
That always feels good, doesn't it? Oh, my other plans fell through, so I can hang out with you guys after all. Oh, great. Great, thanks.
Hey, I did come crawling back and say please.
And sitting at work as usual.
Zachy Bananas.
All right, guys. It's the season finale. Are we happy?
Well, yeah. It's the world championship.
What, 12 episodes this year?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Paramount Plus has this together. 12 episodes, perfect amount of episodes, hour long. It's great. Leaves you wanting a little more. I want a reunion. I'm so like not done with the season yet. I want a reunion. We're not going to get it, but it's nice to leave.
Oh,
the
are they not
with,
doing
like,
a reunion?
No reunion this year. But it's nice to leave a season like not completely fucking exhausted by all the bullshit, right?
It is weird.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, normally by this point in time, we are at that like I'm tired of this season. We're in the doldrums, and I don't want to watch anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris wants to know when the next challenge is. Thing is, we don't know. They haven't announced it yet.
Yeah, but it seems like an almost sure thing it'll be All-Stars 4. That is filmed and in the can, yep. As far as I know. So All-Stars 4 will be next. As to when that's coming out, though, no clue. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But there hasn't even been a cast announcement for season 39, right?
No, but I think the departure is either coming up soon or it just happened. Zach, do you know that?
No.
I do not. No, okay. I have not been paying attention because I feel like 39 has been taking forever. I just gave up on keeping track of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be All-Stars 4 and then USA 2 and then 39. So 39 is a ways away.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of speculation online as to whether we were even going to get an MTV 39.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were just going to be done with it after this 38 and move everything to either Paramount or Paramount and CBS.
It sure seems to me like they're moving that way. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if 39 or 40 is the last MTV version and then it's all CBS after that. We'll see.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate because like it's one of those, we all kind of had this commiserating time. Everybody was commiserating when it got moved from MTV to also Paramount, and then especially when the first USA challenge happened on CBS, it was kind of like, oh, but all of us people who have been watching on MTV for so long, I mean, you don't understand, you can't just jump in now.
Well, they're going to
take it away from MTV. Like, what are we going to do?
I think USA 2 is half MTV people. So they're already moving MTV people to CBS.
Yeah.
So, well,
I mean, it makes more sense. I'm sure they're going to make a shit ton more money doing it with CBS versus MTV.
Yeah. MTV seems like they're about ready to just close down.
It's well, all being just that it's all ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Super cheap.
Yep. So we'll see what the next few years holds, but it's weird. Weird transition time in the challenge world.
Yeah, I think we mentioned before, it's weird how the challenge seems way more popular than it ever has been. And we all seem to be enjoying it a lot less than we have in the past.
Yeah. I think it's number one, lack of MTV people who we really know and love. That's who we care about.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's just, it's too much shit. It's just like when Marvel started having way too many TV shows and shit. You can't follow it all. How are we supposed to follow?
I follow
an MTV show, a Paramount show, a CBS show, and they all intertwine. So it's a lot of stuff to follow.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. You can also join Patreon, which we'll get into later. I don't know. We ready? Ready to talk about the final?
We are. Whoopi, you told me specifically not to take notes, so I did not.
I need you to just enjoy your return to the show. In enough time for you to take a break. I'm exhausted.
So did Wolfie take notes or are we freestyling this?
I took notes.
All right.
I mean, he's taken notes the last few times.
Big old jerk.
I figured maybe it would be in the final and not a lot of, you know, stuff going on. We're just going to freestyle it.
There's still like a method to some of this, but it's not going to be many details. So this is it. Episode 12, World Dominion, or World Domination, sorry. Whatever, who fucking cares?
Wow.
Well, this episode starts off all stupid. They're all sitting at a creepy train station, and the train pulls up. Oh, and it's the Fear Express.
This is bullshit. This train thing is fucking stupid. What are they thinking? What is this?
I don't know.
I mean, like I said last week, it's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. Like, if it's going to be the Fear Express, I want it to be, like, a haunted train.
Right? With chains dangling
like
from the...
Yeah. Like, make it look like... What was it? The thing that Karma... That they were in for War of the Worlds. What were they calling it? Were they calling it the Hurt Locker? No, that's the movie.
is it the bunker?
No, it was the truck that pulled up during the finale where they all got IVs and Car Maria freaked out.
Yeah, it was like a shitty box truck.
Was it the meat locker?
Yeah, it was a box truck, but it was like super bare bones seats, and it looked like it had been like sprayed with blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, if the train looked like that on the inside, then okay. But I feel like they almost did like a... We're in another country where trains are a common thing to be used, so we're going to borrow this, we're going to rent this passenger train, but we can't do too much to it, because if we do, then we have to pay a shit ton of money. So let's just, like, kind of use it and call it something.
I don't mind the train thing. That's fine. But, yeah, why call it the Fear Train? That's really weird. And then Scott in the chat room says, what the fuck was TJ wearing in that conductor outfit and shit?
Yep.
There's a point where it's just like
when
come
he dressed
on,
up as the airplane pilot.
It's like, we don't need this. Just fucking make them start running. We don't need this train stuff.
So TJ
I
want to
know how far it was. Oh, sorry. I want to know how far it was from where they left for the, like where they were living and where the arena was and all sort of thing to where the actual finale happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if that's why they took the train.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a real reason, but it was just super weird that TJ was like, oh, it's the Fear Train. All your worst fears will be imagined. And then we cut to the train, and it's just them going to bed, just putting on their pajamas, saying, hey, great work, teammate. And then they go to bed like, there's nothing scary about this. What's going on?
Hold on. We're jumping ahead.
No, we're not. We're freestyling, like Zach said.
TJ gives everybody tickets, and he's like, you're going to want to hold on to these. And I thought the tickets had numbers on them. So I was like, oh, what does this mean? Everybody's got to hold on to the tickets. This is the one and only time we were ever told about the tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets disappear.
That's true. I wonder if there was some game or something that they had that just wasn't shown. Awesome. They do that relatively often.
They do, but then they should just cut out all of it. If the tickets don't come back, I agree, Wolfie. Just don't show the tickets, period. Just there was no point to that whole scene. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
So as Tim said, everybody goes to bed. It's the morning. Train stops. Everybody wakes up, gets out. TJ's still got his conductor outfit on.
He's driving the train all night long.
I'm assuming he slept in it.
He was navigating the train. He was engineering.
I don't know if you guys know this, but TJ said this final is super hard.
What? So, the final's supposed to be hard? No. Right?
Every final is the hardest final ever. That's how it works.
Yep.
Yeah, you're gonna want to do this because it's sick. He tells everybody this is a winner take all final. That means only the people who win get money. No parsing out the cash pot at the end. No nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody already knew that though, because that's how all of the like U.S., Australia, Argentina, and Great Britain all were, or UK. Yeah. They were all winner take all.
And I think even the last few seasons of The Real Challenge have been that way. CT and Casey gave some away. And I think Tori and Devin did too, but I don't think they were supposed. I don't think they were like required to.
I think they were told they could give the other teams money if they wanted, and they all said they would.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, because Devin had that whole speech about how he wanted, instead of taking the money, he wanted to set up this new tradition where you share your winning.
Yeah. Oh. Which is great, but it is just a tradition. There's nothing official about it. But are we moving into an era where it really is winner take all every season? And do we like that? Or do we like a second place getting a little something, something?
I like second place and third place getting a little something, because then there's still motivation for them to try to beat whoever else is there and to finish. Because if it's winner take all, then third place especially has absolutely no motivation to finish. And I don't know. I prefer it when they split it up a little bit more.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we even saw that here. Once they sort of realized Jordan and Kaz were 1,000 miles away, I don't think the other teams fought that hard. And I do think that's why.
Yeah.
No money.
I also feel like they're in the seasons where it's been winner take all and they know about it ahead of time, or that they kind of have an inkling ahead of time, I feel like a lot more people get hurt in the finals because they tend to try and push themselves harder than they should because they want to win that final. So then they end up losing it anyway.
Yep, I agree.
So this first part of the final is called Loops of Hell. Teams are going to run in like a giant loop. And every time you get to the end of the loop, you have to do a checkpoint. But only one team could do a checkpoint at a time. So that means like the first team that shows up gets to pick, hey, I want to do this checkpoint to get it off the list. And then whatever teams are left have to choose one of the ones that are left. And they have to keep doing these loops and finish them all until all four checkpoints are completed. How do we feel about this section of the final? Lots of run-in and then a checkpoint. Not everybody all at once.
I didn't mind it because I thought the checkpoints were kind of fun. I mean, we got to see multiple people throw up at multiple different times, so I'm sure Tim loved it.
Yeah, we'll have to hear it from Tim when he goes. He let us know he's going to the bathroom. He's been drinking too much, so.
It was also fun to watch Jordan and Kaz just absolutely annihilate everybody in those games, like the one where they had to figure out the math problem or the numbers problem. I feel like they were at that station for like 30 seconds,
right? They destroyed it.
So it was just I liked that portion of it.
I like that they're able to pick which order they go in, because I do think there was a strategy for trying to leave the eating to the end.
Although we saw Troy and KC kind of knock it out second.
I feel like, didn't they have to, like, just based on where everyone else was at that time?
I don't know. I feel like they were leading a lot of these races for a lot of it. I don't know. But they knocked it out kind of early, and everybody else seemed like they really had to fight really hard to finish that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want it at the end or I would probably want it at the end because then I wouldn't feel sick and gross for the next four laps of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you leave it to the end, then you're like, you're just looking, dreading it the entire game. So it could, if you're not very strong mentally, then it could just completely fuck up your mental game.
Tired and dehydrated, and you got to choke this smoothie down.
Yeah.
Tim, how happy were you for the smoothies?
I was good, but Danny said we'd seen this before. It was the exact same smoothie. Yeah. I'm not sure we need to see the same smoothie again. I've heard a rumor that the gross shit has to be vegan now because of Tori.
Oh.
Tori will not do the challenge if there's like meat eating shit, which. I get that.
Because in the last season that she was in, I think the smoothie or whatever they had to eat had fish in it, and her partner had to eat all of it.
Yeah, and they weren't penalized for that reason because of Tori's, you know, dietary needs and stuff. I mean, I kind of get that, but like the whole point is you're not supposed to be comfortable. It's not supposed to feel good to eat that shit. So make them eat a brain.
Her partner was Devin, by the way. Devin stood up.
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do all of it. Don't you worry. Because Devin's awesome.
Yep. And this was a shitty one because we didn't see it so much. And it seemed like the people weren't enforcing them to try to drink it. And so we saw them just sort of put it in their mouth and spit it out. And that's good enough. Which is sort of like, what's the fucking point of that? What a weird challenge. Right? You got to put this shit in your mouth for a second, then spit it out. And then you can keep running. What the fuck? Yep. That's weird.
In and out. That's what Danny kept saying.
Yeah, even Dan, like, and I like Danny a lot, but we caught up, there was a scene of him, like, dumping it in his mouth and just immediately flowing out of the side of his cheek. It's like, what are you doing? Like, that's not doing anything. Right. It's weird.
Yeah, he mentioned, and while he was doing it, he's like, oh, my body remembers this. I can't even get it down.
Yeah.
I like Danny, but keep eating, Danny.
There's not super a lot to go over. Kaz and Jordan, I noticed when they had to like climb a mountain, and Kaz is all like, I can't, and Jordan's almost like literally behind her, like shoving her up this like hill or whatever, which is great. Sarah, who likes to talk a big game, was already like super behind. She was like last place of last place. Like Theo was so far ahead of her, and
my only thought was, oh, she must be so happy when she found out that he sprained his ankle.
Right?
She didn't seem that beat up about it. I mean, she was crying in one of the confessionals, but she was always just like, it's okay if you want to quit. It just had these major tones of, please quit.
we talked about it, was it last week? We talked about the Jay and Jenna situation.
Yeah.
And how Jenna was just, like, she kept saying that she wanted to quit, and then it wasn't until Jay said that he wanted to quit that she's like, oh, see, you heard it from him. Yeah. And I feel like Sarah was doing that same thing.
It had, yes, it was a similar vibe, I think, yep.
Yeah.
It's okay if you want to quit. It's all right. I support you. It's fine. You can quit anytime you want.
Yeah, Theo says he wants to try to go for redemption because he was so close in War of the Worlds. And, he just missed it like barely. And pretty much they almost like edit it where he's like, I just really need a redemption. Ah, I rolled my ankle. It's like, oh. Sorry,
and what a shitty way to roll your ankle too. It wasn't anything cool at all. He was just lightly jogging and looking behind him, and it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Scott in the chat room brings up a good point. He says that I thought the checkpoints were a little tame and compared to past stuff. Make them carry 50-pound sandbags or something like that. Yep. I agree. The checkpoints were definitely a little tame in that they did not require the physical feats that we have seen in other finales. No. But, I mean, they were at least somewhat entertaining to watch.
Yep. Then he says vegan stuff is pretty gross on its own, which is true. Wolfie, remember when I was dating Dana fucking ass and she was vegan and she would make me the grossest fucking shitty food all the time?
I don't, because I was in Chicago at the time. I missed that whole section of your life. Because I hated her to begin with. And I was like, Tim, why are you wasting your time?
Well, she was super hot. That's why. But
she was not super hot.
The vegan stuff was gross. She was a very attractive woman.
She was not. So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody does shit. Jordan and Kaz end up pulling ahead of Tori and Casey, and then they pretty much just destroy every checkpoint that they get to. Like, it's not even close. Like, they just completely, like, just power through everything.
Jordan definitely lucked out with Kaz as his partner, because she is just as good at puzzles as he is. And, I thought they did great. It was fun to watch them.
Yeah.
Well, and she has no quit, and she can take Jordan's sort of means of motivation, which I think some people can't take his approach. Yeah. She seems completely okay with it. They were a good partnership for sure.
You could also tell that he was actively trying while they were running this finale, or final one. He was actively trying to not be as much of an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he would start off yelling, and you could hear it in the tone of voice. He would start off with a gruff, like, mean tone of voice, and then kind of switch halfway through what he was saying to something like, I have to make this sound nice, otherwise she's going to stop running. I have to make this sound nice, and would finish it with a more nice tone of voice.
Yeah.
I noticed that a few times.
I did, too. And I think, really, that shows growth from Jordan, that, you know, his default is still sort of be an asshole, but he can sort of suppress it and kind of push through it. And that's, you know, in a way, that's harder than if that was his regular disposition. You know what I mean? To sort of realize, like, oh, this isn't helping. I need to adjust my approach here.
Yeah. Let's see. I have Jordan and Kaz seem like they do have trouble with the smoothies, just because Kaz doesn't want to drink it. But Jordan, you know, again, just keeps pushing her. The funny thing about this one is Danny and Tori just have to wait until they're done, because it's the only thing they have left. So they're just kind of standing there waiting, and they're like, ugh, this sucks.
Yeah, it did require a little bit of strategy in that way. Like, well, you probably should have picked your games in a different order, but
yeah.
I guess if you're not really paying attention, then.
And then at the same time, Troy and Casey are doing the crack the code one, and so they're trying to, like, oh shit, like, who could finish first? And then Troy and Casey end up finishing first, so all because Danny won't drink that goddamn smoothie.
It was gross. It was all stuck in his beard and stuff. It was pretty gnarly looking.
Yeah, there was a section where Kaz, like, keeps stopping, and Jordan's like, no, like, look, we don't have to run, but we can't stay still, like, we have to keep going. And as he's saying this, they're, like, lapping Theo and Sarah. Like, they're so far ahead.
Just ignore these people that we're passing, that we're competing right? against. We're not doing well enough.
So it ends up being Jordan and Kaz finish first. And then it's Troy and Casey. And then Danny and Tori. And we cut to Leo. And he's like, look, my ankle's all swelled up. Or Theo, that's what I meant. He's like, look, my ankle's all swelled up. And so he ends up quitting. And Sarah keeps telling him, it's okay. It's all right. So, as we mentioned, everybody is pretty much like, she was so happy that he had a medical issue.
Well, I mean, she couldn't lose to win this final. So,
yeah.
They weren't going to let that happen again.
Right. I do feel bad for Theo, though. That guy's had some bad luck, too, with his eye socket shit, and then now this, two challenges in a row, he's kind of struggling.
The ice hockey thing wasn't on the challenge. It was
bad luck thing that kept him from the challenge, and then he's brought back for this one, and he injures himself again. I don't know.
Yeah, running on a sprained ankle is no fun.
I can't imagine. What do you guys think? Are we going to see Theo again?
I feel like he put a good showing in. I think they're going to call him again.
I hope so.
Theo injured his ankle and quit the final Anissa breaks her entire leg and almost wins. So Anissa, top tier athlete.
Yeah, Tim.
You know, I did, I have to confess, there was some of that running through my head of like, oh, I feel bad for Theo, but I didn't feel so bad for Anissa. I'm trying to adjust my perspective.
Well, I was also going to mention.
I really am. I don't want to hate Anissa like I do.
You are not. You are just like, I don't want to be called out for it. So I have to come up with an excuse.
All right. Fair enough.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Carla.
No, you're all good. I was also going to say that a few seasons ago, when Peanut Butter Nicole rolls her ankle and sprains her ankle in the final, if I remember correctly, there was quite a bit of discussion about how, oh, it shouldn't be that bad. She should still be able to run on it. But Theo rolls his ankle just by looking backwards. Like you, we watched her step in that and watched her foot go sideways. Same with Anissa. And the two of them, oh, it's not that bad. But Theo rolls his ankle. Oh, poor thing. He's okay. He should go home.
Well, Theo has half an eye, so that's part of it.
Oh, fuck that. Who cares if he has half an eye? Half an eye does nothing with his feet.
Well, and part of it, yeah, too, I look at Jordan and think he fucking cracked his leg jumping out of that airplane on Dirty 30 and won the final.
Yeah.
So if anybody can tell Anissa to shut up and keep running, it should have been Jordan, and it was Jordan doing that.
Okay, but that's,
so,
that's the thing, though, is that you can't compare anybody to Jordan.
I know.
It's a freak of nature.
I know. Listen, hey, like I said, I'm trying to make all this make sense in my head. Give me a break. let me deal with my misogyny on my own.
I mean, it happens to everybody. It happens in almost every show where something happens to the guys and, oh, it's okay, but something happens to the girl. Oh, it's not that bad. And it's not just this show. It's shows across the board.
Yeah.
MTV and otherwise.
Well, and part of it, too. I've been hating on Anissa for many years. This is just one other reason to hate her.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, he doesn't hate Theo.
No, well, Theo's performed very well in every season he's done. I mean, he made the final. He did really well in that, in the War of the Worlds final. Anissa doesn't have those creds, you know. So it's when Anissa looks for a way out, I feel like she's looking for a way out. Theo, I feel like he really wanted to compete and do well. I don't get those same vibes from Anissa.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I mean, if he wanted to win this final, Theo was one of those people that I think you could potentially compare to Jordan, because wasn't he also an Olympic athlete?
I've seen people disagree on that online. I'm not sure. Yeah, he certainly has some good accolades that way. Yeah. I don't know his whole history, though.
Anissa's not on this season.
Who's Anissa?
The teams get back on the train. TJ, still in the conductor outfit. He informs them that Theo and Sarah were medically unable to continue. And of course, Danny's sad. He's like, oh, my number one, she didn't get to continue. I feel so bad.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's like, Danny, you've been complaining about Tori and her number one all season. Something new that we've seen for the past, I don't know, 5 years or so is them offering like, hey, do you want like an IV treatment? And everybody's like, yeah, I would love an IV treatment.
Fuck yeah.
But the caveat is only one person per team can get it. So it's Kaz, Casey, and Danny. They all get IV treatments, and then the train leaves.
Have you guys ever had an IV treatment?
No.
No?
I have.
Yes.
All right.
Kind of makes your mouth taste like bananas. Made my mouth taste like bananas.
What was your situation?
There's a joke. There's a joke in there, Carlin, and I'm not going to make it.
Is it the fact that she knows what Johnny Bananas tastes like?
God.
Well, Zach just made it.
Gross.
That tastes more like banana pudding, right?
If it's the consistency of banana pudding, he should see a doctor.
So Theo previously represented the England as a member of the national track team. So I feel like, to get back to what we were just talking a minute ago, I feel like if you were going to compare anybody to Jordan and running on just busted up knees, this would be the time.
Yeah,
I agree. He couldn't keep up with Jordan. Jordan's the all-time champ.
Yep.
Carly, when did you get your IV to replenish yourself?
In my mid-20s at a girlfriend's wedding. We all raged real hard the night before, and one of the bridesmaids was a nurse.
Yes.
So she set us all up with IVs the next day.
Nice.
It was great. Zach, we all felt great for the wedding.
Zach, what was yours?
It was doing sports in high school. My mom was a nurse and hooked me up.
I used to date a nurse, Angie Wolfie, and after hard nights of partying and being hungover, she would hook me up to an IV. And yes, it helped. It like fixes you right up. It's crazy.
So wait, you went to a bachelorette party the day before a wedding?
No, we just raged real hard the day before. We were in our early 20s.
No, that's fine.
Do whatever.
I thought you said it was like the bachelorette party. And I'm like, who schedules a bachelorette party the night before the wedding?
There are a lot of people who do, like, if they're doing a destination wedding, they will do, instead of having a destination bachelorette party ahead of time, they will extend the time period of the wedding trip and have like a day or two before the actual wedding in that same location on like a boat or whatever. They'll do the bachelor and bachelorette parties then.
I didn't get drunk at my bachelor party, so I don't know.
Why not?
It's not like I didn't try. I was drinking a lot. I'm just like,
you were around a bunch of other people. It's not like you were by yourself.
People kept buying me drinks. They just did nothing for me.
I was there for half of it.
Yeah. Tim's like, strippers. I'm married, guys. I can't go to the strip club.
I feel like there has to be something more fun to do than go to a strip club for a bachelor
party. What? No such thing. More fun than a strip club? Get the fuck out of here.
It's a bunch of women that you can't actually touch.
Yeah, you can touch them. It's Illinois. Come on.
Mormon bachelor parties are basically pizza and video games.
Pizza and video games, yeah.
Friday night for Mormons as well. So.
Yeah, see, we did our bachelor party and then we had pizza at the end of the night. So we went to Hoops.
Ah, great. Great place.
Tim knows what I'm talking about.
Hoops is the best.
See, the last bachelorette party I was at, we went to Mexico for 5 days and had a house with a chef and laid on a beach and hung out at the pool and got shit-faced for 5 days.
Yeah. See, I'd rather that sounds like a lot more
fun than a single night at a strip club.
Well, yeah. But five nights in a row of a strip club? We're close.
I don't know.
We're in the ballpark.
My bachelor party, that's when I was like, I don't think I like strip clubs anymore. So
I have been to many a strip club and I don't know. It's a bunch of women that you can't do anything with. Like, you're paying a shit ton of money to do nothing, but watch a bunch of naked women dance.
You can do things for the right price.
Yeah, and watching naked women dance is enough. Like, that's totally enough.
To, like, then go home and whack it off too, but...
Listen, I'm not thinking about later. I'm thinking about right now I can look at a naked woman dancing. Like, yeah, I'm down. Like, I'm in for that. That sounds good. I'm not thinking about what's next. Come on.
So what's gonna All right. Now this is going to turn into something weird. I'm not going
to is this a conversation that needs to be saved for the after show?
Maybe. If somebody reminds me, maybe.
I'm making a literal note. Strip club after show right now.
Writing that down?
Yep.
So, you know what people could have done if they didn't want to do IVs? Maybe they could have taken some CBD. Maybe it would have felt made them feel more relaxed, got rid of their anxiety, helped them sleep a little bit better.
How would they get that shit, though, Wolfie?
Well, if you go to purespectrumcbd.com and you enter challenged into the checkout code, you could save 50% on your order. That's a whopping 15%.
Oh, my God.
Off your order.
Can you order it from the fear train?
Maybe. TJ probably had his phone.
Get some TJ DoorDash delivery there.
Yeah. TJ could have just went to purespectrumcbd.com, picked out what he wanted, and in the checkout code just typed in challenged. So head over there. Thank them for sponsoring this season of the show. Because guess what? I have a dashboard, and not a single goddamn person has bought anything from purespectrumcbd.com.
Then we got to stop. So, we got to stop pimping this shit. Nobody's going to buy this stuff. Let's just stop.
Well, this is it. They sponsored the season, and now it's done with.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for nothing, losers.
Wait, who's the losers? The people that didn't buy or Pure Spectrum CBD?
So wait, how long is the code good for?
Forever. Well, purespectrumcbd.com gets bought by one of those bots, and it's just like, hey, earn an online degree now with like a link or something.
So if you guys want this podcast to keep going, you got like a couple days to go buy some CBD.
Yeah. Otherwise, we shall never speak of them again.
That's right. We got to guilt trip people to buy and shit.
Yeah. So the train leaves. TJ starts handing out keys. And he's like, these are going to be very important. Don't lose it. I mean, I felt like he said that about the tickets. And everybody's like, what the fuck am I doing with this ticket right now?
Yeah. Yeah, the shit where it sets things up and then it never happens. It's bullshit. Stop setting it up then.
Right. He says it's time to level up and to meet him in the next car. And everybody's like, what the fuck does that mean? Turns out it doesn't really mean much because they go in and there's like a nice dinner table set up.
This was dumb.
There's like evening wear that they can change into. And he tells them with great effort comes great reward. And that so everybody gets all dressed up like 1920s style. And then he says, everything in this room is yours.
Flappers.
Eat all the fruit. Eat all the meats and the cheeses. Enjoy. And then he leaves. But everybody seems very suspicious. But everybody's so goddamn hungry. They're like, I don't give a fuck. Eat whatever I can.
I really wanted him to come back out like an hour later and be like, so what you just ate was... cow brains and cow intestines and pig balls and duck brains. And I just wanted him to come back and say all of that.
Yeah.
See, you're much nicer than me because I feel like it should have been a murder on the Orient Express situation where like one of you has been poisoned.
Yeah. I do wish there was a payoff to this. Cause yeah, it seemed this is another instance of like, it set this thing up. Like, oh, something weird's going to happen, and then nothing weird happened.
No. So at what point in time they mentioned, was this champagne? And I didn't catch after that. Was it actually champagne that they were drinking, or was it just sparkling water?
It was champagne.
Champagne.
See, that's the champagne. First time during a final that they have given them alcohol.
Final reckoning they did. They gave them wine. Car Maria and Marie, remember they were drinking wine?
Yeah, but they didn't give them wine. They drank wine at the house because they had that weird overnight thing where they could just opt out, basically. They fell off their pole and then just went back into the house. So they weren't actually given wine.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't like a fully sanctioned here's wine situation.
Yeah, but... I think the only other time that they've actually given them alcohol was when they gave them non-alcoholic beer during
Bloodlines. Yeah.
But I think this is the first time they've actually legitimately given them alcohol in a final.
I think they also knew they'd be like just saying it like hours before they actually did anything again.
Yeah, I think it was also like a little bit of a strategy of like, here, if you drink alcohol, you'll get sleepy.
I think that was a part of it too. Yes, for sure. Makes this next section harder. Yeah.
So TJ comes in at midnight and he's still wearing his conductor outfit. Dude does not change. And he says they're going to play a game called Insomnia. You're going to have to put on a shock collar. And if you fall asleep, you're going to get shocked.
All right. But let's dig into this shock collar stuff. This is not a sleep sensor, right? This is somebody's on a button somewhere, some shit. Or maybe this is all just fake because we never saw a payoff from this thing.
Yeah, nobody got shocked, which was dumb.
So they also said that they got a certain amount of time to sleep. And I'm wondering, they weren't given a designated time period to sleep within. So I have a feeling that it was probably more of like a, if they noticed that they were falling asleep, then they had a counter that would start. And then once they, like for Jordan and Kaz, because they had an hour, once they hit that hour, anytime after that hour, they would get buzzed. That's the only thing that made sense in my head.
It seemed like they had to stay up all night, and then at the end of the night, they had assigned times they could go to bed.
Yeah, I think that's right. Was that what it was? I do think so, but we never saw anybody get shocked, and they should have shocked Kaz or in that one scene. Oh,
100%.
And I'd be surprised if that was the... If that was the only time that that happened, I would be pretty surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if most of them caught little, you know, minute here or there type of situations.
Yeah.
Shit, once you get that tired, you go take a piss and you can sleep for 3 or 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, once you get tired enough, you can just close your eyes and fall asleep for a minute.
This would not have been good for me. Number one rule with me, don't fuck with me while I'm sleeping. I will fucking knock people out.
You one of those people who wakes up with the fist?
Pretty much. Like all that shit where, like, you know, fucking Johnny's throwing cookies at Mike or whatever. Like, I would have unloaded. I would have went full CT, punching Adam in the face, like, situation.
Oh, damn.
I don't like people fucking with me while I sleep.
You'd have been knocked out immediately, Wolfie. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, right?
You lose the fight to every single challenger that's ever played the game.
Oh, that's what you're saying? No.
Yeah.
I would destroy Johnny Bananas. I would fuck him up.
I appreciate the confidence.
Well, I'd be like, I've seen your dick. You don't hit that hard, and then knock him out. So yeah, people get a lot of times of sleep. Jordan and Kaz get an hour because they came in first, second place, which is Tori and Troy and Casey. They get half an hour, and then third place, Tori and Danny, they get 15 minutes.
Yeah. And this, by the way, is also shitty because why did they make them do it when the sun was coming up? Why couldn't they have gotten their hour at like 4 a.m.?
Right.
There's no way. Honestly, there's no way I'd be able to sleep if the sun was coming up. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And I think we would have actually gotten payoff with the shot callers if they had done it in the middle of the night. If they had done like a 3 to 4 a.m. is when we're going to do this time frame, because then you have to wake back up.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. Like, once you wake back up after just barely falling asleep, trying to keep your eyes open if you're not moving and going anywhere, we would have immediately gotten payoff from at least two of the teams.
Wake them up with the shot collar. I'm not kidding. Fuck it.
That would have been rude.
We need a payoff from this shot collar stuff. We didn't see anybody get shocked.
Yeah, it did seem a little weird that they focused so much on it. So why focus on it? Why not just not tell us? Tell us it's an up all night challenge, because that's what it looked like. Like, you have to stay awake or you're going to lose points for your team or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, people started doing some ice dunking their face in the ice bucket. People are like throwing water on each other. Basically, they're all like, look, we're just trying to help each other out because we all know this is miserable. Yeah. So
this was fun. I liked this. This was a return to sort of, you know, you can see people act like just sort of human beings that are just sort of fucking around. And you can imagine yourself in this situation of dunking your head in water and just sort of goofing around. I don't know. I like this. This seemed like a human moment for these players. I don't know. I liked it.
TJ it too, comes. But that's why I wish that they had just told us it was an up all night challenge.
Yeah.
TJ shows back up still wearing his conductor outfit. Casey starts crying because she's like, I feel like my body is shutting down. Like, she's losing it.
Did we get a count on how many times people said, I feel like my body's shutting down? Because I feel like it has to be in the, like, 10 or 15 range.
It's one of the new catchphrases of the challenge, yeah. When things get hard, oh, my body's shutting down.
Yeah.
Oh. TJ welcomes everybody to the end of the final. This is going to be a race to the finish. First, you have to hop on a bike and ride through a trail. Then once you hit the designated area, leave the bike behind. Start following arrows.
Before we get into this, though, how do we feel? Because we've complained a lot about how, like, a day one lead of an hour translates to a 2-minute head start the next day.
Yeah.
How do we feel about, you know, the head start translating to extra sleep? Is that a good balance of sort of a reward situation here?
I feel like it's at least a reward. Usually most people don't get any sort of reward. Like we said, literally, it's like, oh, you got 2 minutes. Because here, I think it was what Kaz and Jordan were like 14 minutes ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, and they got an extra half hour to sleep.
Yeah.
Which I feel it like
does,
is like...
It does seem like a fair trade-off.
To me, too. I mean, that's like, even if they start at the same time, it's like, okay, I kind of like that. That's fine.
Yeah. Everybody else seems to agree.
Carlin, Zach?
Yep.
They don't care.
No, I was nodding.
No, I thought it was good. Jordan voiced it that, you know, that even just that extra half an hour they got makes a world of difference.
Oh, there's a child in the room.
Yes, Daisy's here.
Whispering kid voices. Yeah.
There's, she yelled. She's still on these like super big antibiotic pills for her eye stuff. So I had to open the jar for her. Sorry.
Hi, Daisy. Yeah.
She's long gone, Zach. no, she came up. We could hear her. It's just child whispering.
Very, very quiet, creepy child voice.
I can't open this pill bottle. Don't worry, child. I'll open your pills for you.
So everybody starts off even, like we mentioned. Tori said she can't even sit on the bike. She can't even get up on it. And then she mentions a story about how she ran into a neighbor's mailbox or something on her bike when she was younger and hasn't been on a bike since.
It's like, oh, fucking Christ. How many of these fucking traumas do I have to keep track of with these challengers? Oh, Jimmy's scared of ketchup. Tori's scared of bikes. I don't need this. I don't care about this.
It's also one of those things that, like, I feel like there are a few things. When you are planning on coming to the challenge, there are a few things that you need to do. You need to learn how to do a Tanagram. You need to know how to swim. You need to know how to, like, you need to have some endurance while running. And you need to know how to ride a bike. Like, all four of those things show up almost every year.
Yeah.
Yep. I wouldn't have expected that Tori couldn't ride a bike well. I would have never been able to predict that.
Yeah. She's not the only one, though. We've seen multiple seasons where people get on a bike and, like, I don't know how to do this.
I don't know how to do that. I'll be fair, when I went to Key West last year, I rented a bike, and it's the first time I'd been on a bike since I got my driver's license. And it was a little rough. I was just like, what the fuck? How does this even fucking work? I eventually got it, but it's just like, oh shit, I haven't ridden on one of these in forever. Was it always this wobbly? Like, what the fuck is going on?
All right. I'll give people a little bit of grace.
Carlin, are you from Minnesota? Are you a Midwestern girl?
No, I am from Denver, from Colorado.
Does that still qualify as Midwest? What is Denver?
West.
It's Mountain West. Even though it is like kind of like smack in the middle of the country?
It's Mountain West.
Do you?
Yeah, the Midwest is not actually the middle of the country.
I know, it's weird. Do you ride bikes, though, in Colorado?
Oh, yeah, bike riding is a huge thing in Colorado.
Do you still ride bikes? Do you own a bike? Right now? Well, that's a stationary bike.
No, I know, but I have a bike literally in the middle of my living room. But yes, yeah. I do own bikes.
Zach, do you ride a bike in Alaska?
In Alaska, yes, because it's not hot or humid, so it's nice. I don't have one here, but my mom's been talking to me for about a month now about getting me an electric bike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those things are fun.
Yeah, those are cool. Yeah.
I rode one of those when I was in Lisbon over Thanksgiving. That was a good time.
Yeah. I just always picture, I'm a Midwestern boy from Illinois. You are too, Wolfie. I just picture it like I was given a bike at 7. I rode a bike exclusively till I was 16. I'm good on a bike. I still own a bike. I can ride a bike. It's weird to me when people can't. It's hard to even wrap my head around that.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, I feel like it was one of those like coming of age things in the U.S. And I mean, it could also be a privilege thing. But yeah, I was given a bike like from the moment that I could stand up and run around.
Yeah.
I had a hand-me-down bike from my cousins, and then I got a new bike for my birthday.
Nice.
It's great.
Pretty typical Midwest story, but yeah, people are like, oh, I can't ride a bike. It's like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I had a girlfriend a few years ago who is from New York City. She's
New York City.
Born and raised in Brooklyn, and she never learned how to ride a bike. So I attempted to help teach her how when she was like 25. And she could not get the hang of it. And she refused to put training wheels on, which I don't blame her for that.
It's embarrassing in your
20s. But I feel like they might have helped.
I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of kids nowadays, they get those little Strider bikes that don't have pedals on them.
Yeah.
They're just the two wheels and the frame with a seat on it. And they can just run and lift their legs and then go forward. And that way they don't really fall down.
Yep.
Whoever invented those is a fucking genius.
Right? That's great. That's what we got Sally when she was 3 during 2020, like the COVID when we were isolated inside. So we just let her ride around inside the house on this little bitty bike thing. And by the time they let us back outdoors again, she got on a real bike and just started fucking going. It was crazy. So yeah, my 6-year-old has a couple years experience riding a bike. She could beat the shit out of all these bike riders on this challenge right here.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Troy and Casey finished the bikes first. Jordan and Kaz are second. At some point, Jordan and Kaz pushed past Troy and Casey. Danny and Tori are just a hot mess, so don't expect to see anything from them for a while. I don't know. Jordan and Kaz end up fighting a checkpoint called Misery Mountain. The canisters is the third key. They have to solve a slider puzzle to reveal a keyhole. To reveal a keyhole, and they use the keys for quote unquote a surprise.
Yep. This was the part that I realized, like, oh, Jordan and Kaz win this. Because they shot this part really weird and they edited the voices really weird to make it seem like there was other people at this puzzle when it's clear there was not. I think they beat this puzzle before anybody else got there.
Yeah, I do too.
And this was edited weirdly to make it look close.
The only thing that I found strange about this puzzle is when they were putting their once they got everything over to one side and they had the hole in the middle, they had this big key that has all these knobs on it. That I was really hoping it was going to be like, you have to put it in here. And then this was going to be a second puzzle where you have to like put it in and then kind of turn it to get the knobs to fit into the right slots. And it would go down one and then turn it again, have it slide down some more. You know what I mean?
Oh. I know exactly what I mean. Yeah. And it seemed like they were building towards that, but we never saw that payoff either.
Yeah. But instead it was just like take this thing, turn it over, set it in the middle and ta-da, your key is done.
Yeah. Then somebody from production was like, okay, you're good. Go.
Yeah,
you should work on the puzzles for the challenge, Carlin.
honestly, I feel like anybody who watches this show, comments on this podcast, is in any way, shape, or form involved in any of the challenge podcasts, could come up with games that would be more fun.
Yeah.
That would especially be more fun to watch. Like, that's the thing that I've never understood about this, about the challenge, is that there have been many, many, many years where many, many, many people have talked about how these games are boring as fuck to watch. Like, give us something that is more entertaining to watch for the viewers and is entertaining to play. Like, I don't know. I feel like we could all come up with better games.
Yeah. I agree. This had big problems with it. And I do wonder if it was just that Jordan and Kaz were so far ahead that by the time everybody else got there, it was just sort of like, just fucking go. Just go. And so there wasn't a big payoff. And so then how do you eliminate that? You like make it artificially close. That's when you do these like weird checkpoints and a big head start becomes a little head start. And that's not great either. And so it's hard to find a balance between these things. Mm-hmm. And they've missed that balance the last several years for sure.
This second day didn't feel to me like it took that long. At least for Jordan and Kaz, it really didn't feel like it took that long. It felt like they were doing a like 6 mile trail up to the top of this mountain. This mountain is not the most steep mountain that they have done, doesn't have the most elevation they've done. So it probably took them like 3 hours to get from where they started that morning to the top, and then probably an hour to get down the mountain, if that. Mm-hmm. If they're running, I take it back. If they're running, it probably took them 2 hours to get up this mountain, and then less than an hour to get down.
Yeah.
Are you home now, Zach?
I am home.
Sex with his girlfriend Olivia there. Yep.
Zach has just rejoined the chat from his house, and Olivia is in the background of his Skype.
Two Alaskans.
Yeah. Bond over it in July. You guys won't be there because you stink.
Zach, your audio is real shitty. Move your mic closer.
Yeah, you're very quiet.
Yeah, Zach.
No.
Not even close.
That was worse, actually.
Well, who wins, Wolfie?
Well, hold on, we're getting there. Troy is nice enough because Casey is really like not having a good time. I kind of noticed that it looked like her knee was starting to bother her, and I think it's the one that she tore on the final with Fessy.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Troy was doing the slider puzzle while Casey was just kind of resting, like she's trying to stretch her knee out a little bit. Jordan and Kaz end up going up the mountain, and they find like a bigger key, and they have to take it all the way back down to their station where they originally started.
This is the third time that they get something that they're told, this is very important.
Yeah, ends up not being that important.
This is clearly like a tiny little house key glued onto a much larger novelty key.
Right, pretty much.
Bizarre.
All right. Zach has just changed his background from a very nice picture of Olivia to the picture of Olivia sitting with her face bruised up to all heavens with a golf ball marked in the center of her forehead.
How's the audience?
Poor Olivia. Still terrible, Zach.
All right, I'll just go back on my phone then.
Oh, weirdly, when he said he was leaving, it got better. It doesn't matter, Zach. We're almost done. Casey's having a rough time. Troy's trying to help her out. Danny and Tori end up passing him. But the important part is that Jordan and Kaz make their way down. And we've given Jordan a lot of shit for his attitude sometimes. I think this was one of my favorite Jordan moments, because he could see the final, like with the finish line, and he starts pointing at it and really like encouraging Kaz and like pushing her. And then when they get up there, he tells her, like, because they have the little tape stretched across, So he kind of pushes her up front. He's like, go, go, break the tape, break the tape. And then she runs through and she's excited. And then he gives her the key and he tells her to go win her championship. And she gets to go unlock the trophy. And then when the case is opened, he lets her like hold the trophy up and just be, he kind of gives her the chance to celebrate and everything. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, he has definitely grown a lot. Like he is still an asshole a good amount of the time. He has definitely shown a lot of growth in the last few years, especially.
Yeah.
And it really shows that he has done really well in these challenges and he knows how this win feels. So here, exactly. You haven't done this before, or yeah. The one that you did, most people didn't see.
No. Yeah, you summed up my feelings, Carl. And this is like, I fucking love Jordan unapologetically. I always have. I always root for this guy. He is an asshole. There's absolutely no question about that. But he's grown a lot. He's trying hard to be a better person. And you have to give the guy a little respect for that. He's trying to be better. And you see him fail sometimes, which is okay. He's I don't know. I just appreciate Jordan as a human being, as an athletic competitor. He deserves every win that he's got. I really truly believe. Sorry, Zach, plug your ears. Greatest of all time. Jordan is the number one challenge player of all time.
I agree. I
know that he had won 7 titles.
Oh. Honestly, I don't think it matters. The things that he has overcome. If Johnny Bananas came down in a parachute and landed the way that Jordan did, I don't think there is any chance in hell that he would have continued going on that final.
Yep.
I don't think that he has the mental fortitude to push himself through the pain of running a final with a broken leg.
Mm-hmm. And loving Jordan it, by the way. Jordan is
built differently.
Loving it. He loves challenging himself. He loves pushing through this shit. This would be torture for me to run something like this. Jordan's eating it up. He loves it.
Oh, yeah. He thrives off this shit.
Yeah.
Definitely none of us.
No.
Hey, speak for yourself. I would totally thrive. Can't even say it.
Carlin, you are probably the most athletic person on this show right now. I've seen Instagram where you're snowboarding and roller skating and rollerblading or whatever.
I went rollerblading before I showed up tonight.
There you go. Guess what I did? I ate 4 corn dogs and tater tots for recording tonight. It was dollar.
4 corn dogs and a single tater tot?
Large tater tots.
Okay.
Because it was dollar corn dog day at Sonic. So.
That's right by your house.
That's right. So everybody else shows up. Danny's like, maybe we should have thrown Jordan into more eliminations.
Yeah, see, Danny, this is what I was saying all season, too, as long as I was on the show. Danny knew that Jordan was going to beat him in the final. That's why Danny wanted to take him out. Danny wanted to win this final bad. Sorry, Danny.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Like, any season that Jordan is in, you can't count him out.
You got to get him out before the final. He's going to beat your fucking ass unless he's with an Issa.
Him, Johnny, Wes, all of them. You have to get them out initially. Otherwise, you're fucked.
Yep.
I wouldn't be
that worried about Wes. Tori tries to spin it that, you know, sometimes it's not worth the money. Sometimes it's just all about, this is why we do it.
Whatever.
Bullshit. You're saying that Tori. You won last season. Stop.
Right.
Yeah. You just won $500,000 each.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, Jordan's going to give me some later. So whatever.
Yeah.
And then everybody cheers because Casey does cross the finish line. At least that's how they made it look. Maybe a helicopter went and picked her up off the mountain and dropped her off close by because she looked rough trying to run up that mountain. So
yeah,
she did. Did you guys notice at the point in time when she turns to Troy and says, "You have to carry me"?
Yes, and Troy was just like, "Okay,
okay,
fucking do it."
Yeah,
I fucking love Troy. I hope we see him. Every season. I like that guy's attitude and spirit. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I hope that it would be nice to see them come back. I don't know that we would see them come back to the MTV challenge, so I don't think they would show up on 39. It would probably have to be in another War of the Worlds, World Championship, whatever the fuck they called this. It'd have to be in another format like that, because I don't know that they would do the crossover of pulling from these shows back to MTV. I feel like they're trying, like Wolfie was saying earlier, I feel like they're trying to pull out of MTV onto Paramount and CBS.
Yep, we'll see. I hope I see Troy again. And Troy is making me want to watch the Australian version because I really have enjoyed watching the guy and his, you know, his sort of no quit attitude. And
yeah, he's definitely an underdog. He's definitely an underdog on Australia. They try to get him out pretty hardcore. I liked the Australian challenge. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch.
It was my favorite of the spin-off internationals.
Did you watch, Zach, did you watch both UK and Argentina?
I've not watched Argentina. I watched UK. Okay.
I didn't watch any of them, but I watched the Troy elimination where he was just sort of fucking manhandled in the pole wrestle. Mm-hmm. And that was, I appreciated watching that. That kind of shows his sort of don't stop attitude there.
Yeah.
And since he's
another one of, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, since we gave Jordan a bunch of props, we should give Casey a bunch of props, too. When she realizes there's no way they're going to win because her knee's all fucked up, she just starts telling Troy, like, I just appreciate you so much. You've been so good. You've been supporting me this whole time, and I just love you for it. And, yeah, she was super awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not that she has a big problem like Jordan used to have or anything, but it's just good to hear that from people.
Yeah. This was the last final I can remember where, as it started, I kind of looked at all four teams and I was like, I don't care who wins. I like everybody. They're all champs, right? I mean, every single
person. You were okay with Sarah winning?
I was okay with Thea winning, I guess. I didn't have a strong opinion. Usually when I enter a final, it's like, oh, I fucking hope they lose or I hope they win. This season was just sort of like, yeah, I like every single person and I would be fine with any of them winning.
Yeah, I was split. I didn't want Tori to win and I didn't want Sarah to win. I didn't really care if Danny won. I wouldn't have minded it if Theo had won, but unfortunately that came with Sarah winning.
Yeah.
But when it came to Jordan and Kaz or Casey and Troy, either one of those, I would have been ecstatic about.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of Kaz winning.
Really? Why is that?
To me, she just like, I didn't feel like she had a huge impact on the season. It's just kind of like, you know, even the people like Danny and Sarah, as much as they drove me crazy, I was like, this was kind of like their season. They did a lot. They were involved a lot, whereas Kaz was just kind of existed.
See, the thing, I don't know that they were actually involved a lot. I feel like there was a lot of focus put on them.
Yeah.
But they rode the fence a lot because they couldn't agree. So.
So, season's over. How do we feel about this season? Was it a good season?
I liked that it was only 12 episodes.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was a pretty good one, too, even though I didn't know like half the people going in because I didn't watch the other shows. I do feel like I got a bunch of people became favorites of mine that I definitely hope I see again. Troy being one of them specifically in this final. Wouldn't mind seeing like Kiki again. I feel like she was a decent enough competitor. I hope I never see Emily ever again because she was just annoying.
Kind of a great villain, though. Great villain.
Yeah, she's a good villain. I like her. Bring her back.
Yeah, she falls into the villain category to me of like a Laurel.
Yes.
Where she annoys the fucking piss out of me. But she's good at this shit.
Yeah. Athletically dominant, but kind of just an asshole. Social skills. yeah, kind of an asshole. Yeah.
I don't think we'll see him again, but I would like to see Benja again just because he makes me smile.
Same. Yeah. I liked just about it. I liked the cast. I liked the format. I liked that there weren't weird twists and turns. It was a pretty stable game throughout.
Yeah.
Carlin, twist, as you said, twist. 12 episodes is a perfect amount of episodes for a show like this.
Yeah.
The twists and turns kind of came from the gameplay.
Yeah.
Whereas you stalemate it, what happens? And then like, oh, okay, well, we know what happens. Stalemate it again. TJ is like, oh no. It's different this time. Everybody's like, what the fuck? So, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciated that there were actually, I mean, it took them three tries to get there, But I appreciated that there were actually consequences to something that TJ put out there. It wasn't just an empty threat like it has been in seasons past.
Yeah.
Yep. And the sort of the parts that the MTV show falls into where it's, you know, they switch up the format halfway through and now it's a teams instead of a partners and now it's back to partners and all that stuff. I don't like any of that. And this was all like you had the same partners throughout with just the exception of the Casey and Troy thing. It was just a regular game.
How'd you feel about
that?
'Cause you were gone.
I thought it was a really nice way to handle it, actually. I mean, it kind of made sense. I was fine with that. Instead of losing two teams, we lose one. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But having another person pregnant on the challenge is fucking unreal. Are you waiting? This is like the fifth or sixth time. What the fuck is going on?
And they've almost all of them have been in recent seasons.
Yeah.
Like within the last 5 years, recent seasons.
You can get pregnancy tests at the dollar store. Have these people pissed on a stick before they enter the, like, I'm being serious. They should not allow pregnant people in that house. It's bizarre to me that it keeps happening.
No, it should absolutely be a part of the physical. I mean, women get asked anytime you go into the doctor, there is always a question. Are you or could you be pregnant? Always a question on the questionnaire. If you're taking a new medication, that's the question on the questionnaire. If you are going in for a massage, if you're going in to get your eyebrows done, like it's insane. There are so many weird things that you would think have absolutely nothing to do with it, but that question gets asked all the time. So it baffles me that coming into something like this that can be so physically grueling and really be to the detriment of your life and the child that is growing inside of you, their life, like it baffles me that they haven't asked that question.
It seems like they should have to take a pregnancy test like every week.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think that's too much to ask of being on this show.
No.
Like I don't know if people would be like, that's an invasion of privacy or whatever, but you can't be pregnant on the show.
Yeah, I could see like an initial one during the initial physical that I assume that they do, being just part of a medical standard, but I feel like if they tried to do one every week, it might be a little bit more of a discrimination thing than anything else.
It seems like I've heard from cast members, they do pregnancy tests at the beginning of the season. But then sometimes like it doesn't show up for however many weeks or whatever.
Yeah, I guess
that's true. If you're really early.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess maybe we should cut them some slack. But it seems weird that it keeps happening.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the other thing is that, especially the last few seasons, the women that have been pregnant, they've had, like, this season, Amber mentioned multiple times that she was not feeling well.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just throw that, like, you know that they're in, it doesn't even matter their situation. If you're not feeling well, maybe just throw that in as, like, let's just check this just in case.
Yeah.
And if you do this just once...
Yeah, take your blood pressure, piss on the stick. Yeah, it seems like a reasonable thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense to me, but then again, right. I don't have to deal with the legal side of MTV.
Sure. Well, what a fun season. It was enjoyable. Hopefully they stay on a good track record. As much as people like to complain that we don't like the new seasons of The Challenge, I think we all enjoy this.
Yeah, good season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was especially fun because I got to join for 4 episodes.
Be careful what you wish for. You'll show up for all of them.
If we're going to renew your contract for next season.
Yeah. Ooh.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon. Tim, do you happen to have any of the Patreon stuff pulled up?
Oh, boy, do I.
Ooh, what do you get?
I forgot to tell you, and I didn't have it pulled up on my end, so.
I got you, man. $1 a month, exclusive access to pre-shows, after-shows, years of content. Hey, figure out where I've been the last couple weeks. Give us money and figure that out. Oh, excuse me. $2 a month, all that, plus the live episode shit. That's where it's Scott's been and Chris and Stan the Man and Kat and who else has been here.
Cindy and Joker.
Yeah, all those people. If you want to chat with us during the live episode, pay us $2 a month. And for $5 a month, you get access to all that, plus these events that we do once a month. So we're going to watch CT's newest movie, right? Sometime in May?
Yep, we got 2 weeks to figure it out. So
all right, we're going to sort that out. Give us $5 and join us to watch CT's latest piece of shit movie that's going to be terrible. And we also say your name. So thank you to Alvin, Brian, Carlin, Caroline, Christopher, Cindy, Jamie, Joker, Julie, Katie, Martez, Olivia, Patty, Roldan, Samuel, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shaq, Shakar, and Stan.
Woo-hoo! Oh, nice. One breath again. Good job.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, everybody. Do we have any reviews, Tim?
Yes. Have you been reading the reviews? We have a handful now.
Yeah, we should just have one. There should be one.
Just one left. Okay. It's all about me, guys. Titled Big Uncle Sweet Tea. Here you have some stuff going on. Hope it all works out. You and Wolfie have put so much work into this pod. I hope you return because it will not be the same. Wolfie needs you like a crackhead needs crack. Wolfie, don't you forget it either.
Yeah. Good fiending.
Good luck, bro. Like it or not. Praying for you, bro. And that's not just talk. You guys make my night go easy listening. You guys at work. Wolfie, thanks for hating Sarah. With Nelly, we hate the same.
Glad I can.
Nelly. Poor Nelly.
Wolfie loves Nelly now.
I do not.
Gross.
Hats off to you for keeping this going. We know you've had personal issues that have made it easy for you to walk away. Good job, guys. Hope things are going better for both of you off air. That's it nice. Is. This is that guy that has, that, you know, a couple months ago said he was starting the whole series, all 300 and some odd episodes of all of us.
So he's caught up then.
He has really followed along with our sagas. Of
he's followed along with it quickly, too.
Yeah, my gosh. It's 5 years of life condensed into a couple months. It probably seems like a bigger deal to him than to us. But
he's seen two hosts leave the show.
Yeah.
It's crazy. For the same reason.
And a host and a half join.
That's right. Big changes in this year podcast.
Well, thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I've tried to ask this guy to go to lunch for the past couple of weeks, and he's always like, I can't, bro. My car's all fucked up. My kid's eyes are swelled shut. Other kid broke her arm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. When there's too much stuff going on, you just have to cut out the stuff that you can, and it turns out the only thing that I could cut out was the podcast.
Hold on.
You guys were cut.
I'm really confused, Wolfie, because I'm looking at our text messages and I don't see an invitation.
Well, that's because I wasn't going to invite you if Tim wasn't going.
That's how it is.
It's either a challenged lunch or no lunch.
Well, I'm back, guys.
As a matter of fact, if you were eating lunch during that time, you need to make up for it by not eating lunch for a while. Hey, Zach, do we have any social media stuff?
We do. So apparently earlier today, there was a commercial that aired on CBS announcing that USA season 2 coming soon.
Oh,
that might actually be our next one we get, because they're advertising on CBS now.
And that one has also been shot, right?
I think they're actually just finishing up filming of it.
Okay.
I've heard, yeah, some people are speculating because of the writer's strike, they might be trying to just like push it out super quick.
That makes sense. Oh.
Why not All Stars 4 then? That's been in the can for a while from what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of very angry people on Reddit wanting to know that exact same thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Why not just bump All Stars 4 up to CBS? Seems like that's something that's already filmed. They could just dump it onto the main channel.
They're probably worried that no one on CBS would know who those people were.
It's probably a legitimate worry.
But this new season has half MTV people anyway, so...
Yeah, but it's kind of like
when it's happening to be people that are current.
Yeah. It's kind of like a week on MTV where it's like, here's a cast of half people you know and half newbies that you'll learn about.
Yeah.
So a quick Google search says Paramount Plus has yet to reveal when the Challenge All Stars 4 will air, but if it follows last year's schedule, fans may be able to watch it in May of 2023. So this month.
Oh, well.
All right. That seems unlikely if they haven't dropped a trailer or anything.
Yeah.
So that means the good news for us, we're going to get some time off. We're going to take at least a couple of weeks off.
Sounds like it.
Which I know Tim has desperately been needing some days off.
Yes. Thank you.
So, speaking of like trailers and teasers, Mark Long dropped his teaser for his new show, Retro Road Trip, which will see him going around the country in an RV, meeting up with celebrities and making them do road rules type challenges.
Yeah, I saw the preview for that today, actually. Not sure how I feel about that. What's
it on? I was going to say, you're going to watch it, Tim?
I don't know if he's announced it yet. He just released a teaser for it on his Twitter and Instagram.
I think he has just shot a pilot himself, and he's trying to sell it now to whoever. So it's not a real series yet. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, he got Challenge All-Stars going. So
yeah, he did.
Yeah, I feel like right now is a really difficult time for it to get picked up, though, because there's, with the writer's strike, it's a lot of, are the studios with the writers or not? So.
Well, that wouldn't matter because it's technically a reality show. It doesn't have writers on it.
True.
So it would be something they would pick up probably for spend some money on. So you don't know what to talk about, Carlin. It's the perfect time to try to sell it.
Yeah, Carlin, you stupid retard. Oh, sorry. That was harsh.
You too. I'm not supposed to say
this. Hey, listen, I've had 6 beers. I shouldn't use the R word.
We don't use the R word, Tim.
No, I know. That was really harsh.
Do you have any negative reviews we're going to get now?
Sorry, my bad. Luckily, nobody listens to the non-MTV versions of this podcast.
That's fine,
but I shouldn't have said that. I just had 6 beers, and so I'm a little, what's the word? Untethered.
The old ambient excuse, huh?
That's right.
Have you popped those edibles already, too?
All the time. Constantly.
And then the last piece of social media news I have is next month, there's a soccer tournament happening called TST, that soccer tournament, where it'll be 7-on-7 for the prize of $1 million. And the Raleigh Rebels have announced that Horacio from last season will be joining their team.
Oh, Horacio! Nice!
Yeah.
So don't celebrate, guys. This means he might not come back to the challenge if he's making headways in like professional soccer circles, you know?
It's a game. I mean, it sounds like, is it something that's going to be televised, or is this just like an actual soccer tournament?
It's a soccer tournament. Let me see. I haven't seen if it's going to be televised. Let's see if there's anything about that.
I don't know anything about sports, anything. I just read that on Reddit that he's doing this and that this is something to be concerned about. If he makes headway in the soccer world, he may say goodbye to the challenge world.
I'm not seeing anything on here about it.
I wish him luck. He was fun to watch, but I mean, if they're not going to pick up, I don't know. I guess I should say,
Carlin, quote unquote, he was fun to watch on the show.
I mean,
taking his shirt off, doing that stationary bike. Yeah.
Hey, you guys had Olivia and Tori with the
boob
gravity defying boob shirts. Yeah. I had to have something. He was entertaining to watch, but I had a thought. No, it's gone.
Sorry.
Train has left the station.
The fear train.
was TJ on it?
Was it the fear train?
It was the fear express. Everybody's disappointing me. I'm not saying the actual name.
Fear it's more fun express, to call sorry. It something it's not.
All right. Well, does anybody else have anything else before we move into the after show?
No.
All right. Well, for this episode of this season of The Challenge, this has been Brian.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Zachy Bananas.
Carlin Tamborelli.
The other CT. And as Jordan said, God, y'all stink.
The challenge.